My Legal Career. A Painful View. I have something in common with Ted Stewart. I, too, studied law at university. And, to the amazement of all who taught me, I graduated. I have, out of respect to the law, never practiced it, nor made any attempt to understand it. But my degree does mean that when people ask me what I studied at university, I have the opportunity to see how easily other people can detect shame. I am ashamed of many things, but studying law is the only thing of which I am ashamed to degree level. Even lawyers don't study law at university. They study something that a human being might be interested in, like history or English literature, and after university, when they find out that there's no money in history or English literature, take a law conversion course. I'm not saying we don't need lawyers, but that's only because I've been legally advised not to make that statement. Even though I did not pursue further legal training, the kind that might render me employable rather than the proud possessor of a missed opportunity, I will never forget my time studying law at university, but only because I'll always remember how much time it took. Studying the subject with any efficacy was, for me, an impossibility. I had no idea that lectures would be in the morning. For the faculty to schedule lectures right in the middle of the time when I would be most asleep spoke of a malevolence that only became more pronounced as the term unfolded. I was then expected to go, voluntarily, to the library and source law books that were never there because they'd all been snaffled up by the rabid larks fresh from their dawn instruction. I was also expected to buy further law books with my own money. This was money that I could and would choose to invest in perishables. I do recall, though, the kind words my director of study said to me as I graduated. The emotion he felt at my departure must have been close to unbearable because he was gritting his teeth, as if afraid that otherwise he would dissolve into tears. "I have no idea how you managed to graduate," he hissed, a proud twinkle in his eye. If he was asking me to admit that I'd cheated, he would need to provide evidence. And my feeling was, and still is, that I'd covered my tracks pretty well, if I had cheated, which I definitely hadn't. A weaker man might have confessed, but fortunately I was still high on the homemade memory serum that I may or may not have made in a lab on the outskirts of the city. It doesn't matter, because the lab has since been destroyed, if it even existed in the first place. I may not have read any law books at university. I knew my rights. I'd watched a hell of a lot of Columbo when I wasn't attending seminars. Columbo taught me a lot of important things like, if an eye patch isn't for you, don't wear one, and who needs two coats? Unfortunately, neither of those questions came up in the exam paper. The point is, I graduated, and there's no probable cause, as yet, to strip me of the degree, unless they want a nasty fight. I'm proud of what I pretended to learn. Without that fake solid grounding in law, I might never have gone into light entertainment.